What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in. Today we're going to be talking about prop firms and the business model of prop firms. It's just giving you more detail on how the back end of this works. Now, as you know, my podcast is sponsored by Blue Guardian. They are the recommended prop firm that I recommend simply because they are using tools and technology to help traders have a fair shot at actually getting funded. One of those tools is the tool that I love the most and I brag the most about and is the reason that I accepted Blue Guardian as our sponsor. That tool is the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector essentially allows you to set dollar amount or percentage limits on your account before you even take a trade, right? So basically, it's literally, if you use this tool, it's impossible to hit your daily drawdown unless you're just out of capital, right? But if you're trading the right way, it's like it's impossible to hit your daily drawdown because the Guardian Protector, you can set that limit before you get into a trade and it'll automatically take you out. And you even have the option to disable your account after you've hit that limit. So many ways that Blue Guardian is helping traders get the edge on their trading. All right. Now, with that being said, we're going to get into today's episode after thanking our next sponsor. And we're going to talk about how the business model of prop firms work and how we as traders and how I encourage the traders that are connected with me, especially the traders in my growth group. We're all growing together. How I encourage them to use prop firms and how we can get the upper hand and actually walk out of the business transaction with a payout and, you know, obviously profiting from the whole deal in the whole scenario. All right, so let's get into it. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode. This is the podcast bringing you that daily motivation and inspiration and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. Man, it feels so good to be in the building. Beautiful day in beautiful South Florida. Hope you are doing well today as well. Listen, let's talk about prop firms. So prop firms, okay? Now, essentially, you have two types of prop firms. Now, you have the traditional prop firms, and then you have what I call the new age simulator prop firms. Okay. So the traditional prop firm is essentially a company that they build up their own capital. They do not accept private funds from other people. They use their own in-house capital and they actually hire other traders and train them as well. And they essentially trade their own funds, right? A lot of these traditional prop firms, they manage hundreds of millions of dollars and they make a lot of money per year. All right. They make a lot of money. Their traders make a lot of money. One of the more popular prop firms that I personally look up to and I really follow is S&B Capital. They're based in New York City here in the States. And those are traditional prop firms. Okay. Now, the prop firms that I talk about a lot on this podcast and the sponsor of our podcast, which is Blue Guardian, they are one of the simulated prop firms. Okay. Now, these are new age companies that kind of started breaking onto the scene a few years before COVID. And these particular prop firms, what they do is they allow traders capital to trade and they pay them out. But everything is based on demo accounts, simulated accounts, meaning they're virtual funds. It's not real capital. OK. And so how this works is essentially the company will partner with a broker and the broker will provide the company with the quote unquote simulated accounts. Okay. And essentially you go onto their websites, as many of them today, and you basically purchase an account size. So you'll have a range from a 5K account all the way up to some firms even have a 400K account. These are simulated virtual funds, meaning it's a demo account, right? Not real money, fake money. And essentially you will buy your account that you want to trade and they'll have rules. So they'll say you cannot risk no more than 4% per day. And overall, you can't lose no more than 8% or 10%, whatever the case may be. And you follow those rules and they let you know if you can trade during news. They let you know if you can hold over the weekend, all of those things. So as long as you abide by those rules and you reach their designated profit target, meaning the amount of money they want to see you grow that demo account. So some may say 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, 10%. If you're able to achieve that profit target without violating any of the rules, the risk rules, then essentially you make it to a step two. Some firms have a one phase, meaning all you got to do is hit one profit target, and then they give you what's called a funded account, a simulated funded account. We'll get into that next. Other firms have a two-phase or two-step challenge where you hit one target goal, then they give you a new account, and then you have to hit a second target goal. Then you get funded. Now, what is funded? Funded basically means that now you're trading a virtual account, still fake funds, but every time you go into profit, you are eligible to actually cash out that profit and you actually make money off a virtual account. And that's what makes prop firms so appealing, all right? Because essentially, you're investing money into an account that's really a virtual environment. But if you really have an edge, you really have a strategy that works, and you're able to implement that strategy and manage risk, you can take that couple hundred dollar investment into that virtual account, and you can literally turn that into $20,000 at the end of the year, $30,000, $50,000 in profit, $100,000 in profit. I personally have interviewed people on this podcast that have made over $100,000 off literally a $1,000 investment into a virtual simulated prop firm account. And that's the edge that you get with using these virtual prop firms, these simulated prop firms. Now, the business model, of course, is amazing. Okay. I'm an entrepreneur first. So the business model is amazing. And I understand the business model. Well, I understand some portions of the business model. Now, how prop firms make money is essentially they're selling air. You got to think of it like that. Essentially, they're selling air. There's no real funds. All they're doing is they're partnering with the broker who provides the account. And they're literally making hundreds of dollars when people buy the challenges, and they're essentially giving back nothing. All right. The trader has to go through, let's just say it takes about 2 months to pass a challenge, step one and step two, if that, right? So literally the firm is getting all this money up front, and the majority, like 95% of people end up failing the challenge. All right. For some reason or another. And so you're making all of this money up front, and you only have to pay out about maybe 5 or 10%, because those are the people that actually make it through and get payouts, right? And so it's an amazing business model. These firms make millions of dollars, off of these challenges, right? Because the percentage of people that actually get funded and make it to a payout is very, very low. Okay. So that's the business model. Everything has a business to it. Now, how can we as traders capitalize off this? This is what I want to talk about. This is the important facts. Remember what I said when I talked about the brokers. You got to understand how every business model works. And now you got to position yourself. Once you have the information of understanding how it works, now you got to position yourself to profit off of it. And that's what I want to always focus on. I want to give you the facts, how it works, and then I want to show you how we can profit from it. Now, how we profit from prop firms, right? As I have done, you want to make sure you have, of course, a strategy that works, right? And then once you do that, you got to work on your discipline. We talked about that, right? But then the next thing is you want to understand that your job is to take money from the people that are failing the challenges. So the people that are failing the challenges, they're creating the capital for you to get paid out, okay? Essentially, that's just what it is. So you just got to make sure, like when you're trading, when you're coming to the market, you got to have the mindset of like, yo, I got to be different from the 90%, the 95%. The 90%, 95%, they're not trading their plan. They're being undisciplined. They're doing all the things that I used to do. So if I just stop doing those things, I have potential to make a whole lot of money, because I know 90 to 95% of people are failing these challenges. So that opens me up to a whole bunch of cash that the firm has available to pay me out. All I got to do is keep investing in challenges and just trade my plan, and I'm going to be making all that money that they're losing. And that's, it's kind of like, for me, because I'm a caring person, it's like, it's weird in a sense, because you know that the money you're getting paid out is money that people have lost, but that's the way this game is. You know what I mean? It's the same thing if you're trading your personal account. You're not getting money from the market. Your broker is literally paying you money that they've made off other traders. That's essentially what it is. You know what I mean? And so it's like, that's just what this game is. And so if you're going to do this game, you got to understand that a part of why you make money is because somebody else lost. It's a zero sum game. There's always a loser. There's always a winner. All right. And so that's the mindset that we have to have. And we talk about this in the growth group. Like, if we're going to do these challenges, you got to understand that you got to separate yourself. If you separate yourself, you're going to make money. If you do the same mistakes that other people are doing, you're going to lose money. And the prop firm is going to pay your money out to somebody else. And of course, they're going to fill their pockets. All right. And so the name of the game is, when you're ready, when you know you're ready, you get the prop firm challenge. Simple as that. When you know you're ready, you get the prop firm challenge. When you're not ready, you just trade and demo. Get ready. Or if you still want to kind of do it, use a small, like buy a small account that's literally a little bit of money that, you know, maybe you was going to use that money to go eat out. And instead you say, hey, I'm going to invest this in my experience in the market. I'm going to get a small 5K account. And, you know, I want to practice working on my discipline. Do it that way. All right. But that's how we get the upper hand, guys. That's how we get the upper hand. And listen, one guy that I've interviewed, Charlie P, Charles, you know, I've interviewed him on this podcast, and he's, at the time when I interviewed him, he made over $500,000 in payouts from a prop firm. Over $500,000. By now, I'm sure he's surpassed $1 million in payouts. So it's possible. The money is there. People are losing these challenges every day. So the money for them to pay you out, it's there. But are we going to step up and take advantage? And then, of course, you don't want to simulate trade forever. It's just a stepping stone to now take money into your personal account with a U.S. regulated broker if you live in the U.S. or a regulated broker in your country. And now you have bigger capital to work with because you made it from these simulated prop firm accounts. All right. So that is the basic breakdown of why I, you know, use prop firms. You know, I think it's a great way when you're first getting started to get your capital up and start enjoying making money from trading. You know what I mean? And then that's how the business model works. That's how the business model works. That's just what it is. But how can you make it work for you? That's the question. How can you make it work for you? And listen, Blue Guardian don't give me no free accounts. So all of my accounts that I've blown with them, all the challenges that I made mistakes on, that was money out of my pocket. You know what I mean? And so you got to understand, like, at some point, we got to understand that we got to separate ourselves from the 90-95%. And when we do that, we can start tapping into the profits. All right. So it's your boy Calvin, a new trader. God bless you. Take care. And listen, I want to see you in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a community of like-minded individuals that we are growing together. You get access to the course portion that literally has over 150 videos, me breaking down all the different strategies that I've used to get funded, to get payouts from prop firms, as well as strategies that I've used to grow my personal account as well. We have so many other videos going over different trade management techniques and a whole bunch of motivation as well from our past mastermind calls. You also get access to our weekly Q&A mastermind calls with myself. So if you ever listen to the podcast and said, man, I would love to kind of just be on this journey with Calvin or have the opportunity to connect with him, talk with him, ask questions, things like that, in the growth group, you have access to that on those weekly Q&A calls. And then you get access to our private Telegram community where you can connect with the other traders in the growth group. Some of them are funded. Some of them are doing big things, scaling up, growing. So it's always great to get around people that understand the journey like you, people that can pick you up, encourage you in times of, you know, doubt, or maybe in times of where you're super hype and you're just wondering, how can I sustain this growth? You have people around you that can relate with you and grow with you. And so it's a great atmosphere to be in. It's a one-time fee, no monthly charges at all. It's a one-time fee. You have access for a lifetime. We have people that have started with us and left and went and got other courses. And then they did that. And then they came back to the growth group and they're like, oh man, I didn't have to pay again. I'm still here. And you know, the group is growing so much. I'm like, yeah, you know, once you have access, access, you have access forever. So it's a great tool to have in your resource bucket to keep you encouraged and to keep you motivated and to really just give you more insight on this industry and, you know, what it takes for us to grow. As I'm learning, I'm dropping all that information in the growth group. So if you're interested, there's a link in the description or visit www.calvinandnewtrader.com. I would love to catch you on our next Q&A mastermind call. And if you're interested in getting funded, check out Blue Guardian. I already told y'all, man, that Guardian Protector is helping traders manage risk and maintain their accounts and not violate those daily drawdown rules. So check out Blue Guardian, get 10% off using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Again, that's coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout to get 10% off your next challenge. Till next time, I look forward to running to you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me at that bank. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to the bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on my face, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless. Take care. I'll holler at you later. Peace.